You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Amin is taunting me because yesterday I exclaimed that you cannot make a bet in which your chief reasoning is Taj Gibson is playing in 2024. The Detroit Pistons have now won, is it three or four? They're 3-1 in their last four games because they have signed Taj Gibson. Now, I thought that the rest of Taj Gibson's career was going to be to just end up wherever Tom Thibodeau ends up. And once that expired, and it did recently on a 10-day contract with the Knicks, I thought that was over. But now Taj Gibson is back and the Detroit Pistons are winning. And why are you holding that up in my face, Charlotte?
Because you told me that it was a terrible idea in 2024 yesterday to base a bet on Taj Gibson. Mm-hmm. But a quarter of the Pistons' wins this season have come with Taj Gibson on the team for his 10-day contract. We demand justice for Taj. Also, I demand that the Detroit Pistons do its best for them. Sign him for the rest of the year.
Also, Charlotte.
Yes.
Dan Le Batard disrespected you on national television, international television yesterday. So he needs to apologize on international television, not on a private dinner, but in front of everybody.
Okay. Well, I will and would apologize if Taj Gibson was the reason that the Detroit Pistons won.
Okay, Dan, wait a minute.
He needs to be explained. Nope. You see, they weren't winning. Then they signed him, and then they've won 75%.
I know what you're going to say. Charlotte, Taj didn't touch the floor last night. And you know what I say, Dan? Locker room guy.
Vet leadership.
What I'm saying is that when you're making a bet on behalf of our biggest sponsor, mm-hmm. where you're telling people, DraftKings and we endorse this bet, even if that bet wins, your reasoning for having made that bet is super flimsy and, I believe, should be career threatening if the reason for it is I believe a team will win in 2024 because of something Taj Gibson has done. I don't think I should apologize. I feel like my reasoning is stronger than yours, even though you won the bet.
He's almost a player's coach at this point.
Also, it sounds like something a loser would say.
Yeah.
Right?
Feel like you don't want to apologize because you know you're wrong, Dan. Mm-hmm.
You and Michael Jordan.
Can I lose the bet and still be right? That you you can't make a bet? We seem to be stuck here because it doesn't seem like I'm giving you guys the apology you want because
we just want justice for Taj.
Numbers never lie. Shout out to Jamil.
But they Michael do Smith. In this case, because if
well,
they're
well,
they're not lying. You know, Jam? I mean, look, if you followed what Charlotte and what producer Thomas have been saying since Taj Gibson signed with the Pistons, you would have made a lot of money.
Yeah. Producer Thomas knows what he's talking about. He's been on this train. Taj Gibson retweeted him when it had a hashtag. He retweeted Oddball because it said hashtag a rising tide, hashtag ride with Thomas for Taj Gibson. I hope Taj sees this and sees how much we appreciate what he is doing with his leadership and sense of cohesiveness for this team.
You know what, Sullivan? Get us Taj Gibson. Let's make Dan apologize to Taj Gibson on air. How about that?
So you're going to ruin the show as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, ruin
oh,
it by
now
being
I
right.
really need an apology.
Yeah, oh, boy. How dare you?
Put it on the poll, Juju, at Levitard Show. Does the audience want to hear from Taj Gibson? Yes or no?
I think they're going to come back overwhelmingly yes.
Same.
Because it's going to make you look bad, Dan. And that's what this show's all built around, you looking bad.
I don't want to grab the steering wheel here, but there's a breaking news story here that is very interesting to
me. About Taj Gibson?
The Penguins were going to have Jaromir Jagr bobblehead night tonight, but they just announced.
Say that again.
Yeah,
Jaromir Jagr. Did I put an extra syllable?
Well, how do you spell it? Go ahead and spell it. How do you spell
it? Spell it.
They got you. Good move.
I'm not going to take a quiz. I think it's
J A M I R.
No, it's. I think it's J A R.
There's an R in there.
O M I R.
Whatever, guys.
I mean, whatever.
What I'm talking about.
It's one of the most famous hockey players ever. No,
this is fun. What I'm bringing up right here. Unless you guys just want to do this, go ahead.
No, let's do this.
The Penguins announced today that the shipment carrying the Jagr bobbleheads for tonight's game has been stolen, en route to the arena. So they will not have bobbleheads tonight.
The shipment is like what? Is it a truck? Is
bobblehead heist, Dan? Bobblehead heist.
A box truck.
It's been a bobblehead heist. I think those are going to be hard to sell at the pawn shop.
So I'm going to look up. I'm going to see what happened here, but we have a developing story.
Okay, so you're imagining a single truck and a heist, an armored. There was a guy, a Brinks truck driver the other day, got his pants in the street.
Danny Ocean is back.
Just taken off.
I'm sorry?
He got robbed. Uh-huh. An armored truck driver not only got robbed.
And then they mooned him.
But while he was in the street, he got his pants pulled off because somebody was videotaping. It's not enough that you got your truck stolen, but the person stealing the truck also made you take your pants off
That's
in front
mean.
Of everybody.
They weren't snap-offs?
They were not basketball warm-up pants, no. Just that
checking.
The armored driver.
For the visual.
We were shocked to be a victim of cargo theft. And we are working closely with local and federal authorities on the investigation.
The feds are in,
huh? Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm picturing Fast Five.
So are these pirates? Like, was this on a ship?
On the high seas. Arr, matey, avast.
You think it's a cargo ship that was stolen? The bobbleheads were stolen from a ship, not a truck?
Shipment? Yeah, I thought it was on a
Track
ship.
Track the logic.
Dan, you mentioned Taj Gibson was did not play coach's decision last night, and it reminded me of a story I don't think we've talked about yet. The Kobe Bryant statue that was unveiled that is now going to have to be retooled because they misspelled a number of things on the trophy, including names and the word decision, which also begs the question, like, did they have to put did not play coach's decision for those players? Could they not have just like left their stat line blank? Because it's a little embarrassing to be immortalized.
And they
that
nailed
way.
The spelling right above it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of the actual template of the actual NBA
right.
box score.
Understandable.
That you get when you're at the game that the league hands out. So that's why it does not explain how you could mess up the spelling one line below.
It might be the one in Spanish. Is that how you spell it? Was there an accent there in decisión?
Well, I would allow for that, except for the fact they called Jose Calderon Jose Calderson.
We talked about this on Oddball and came to the conclusion that the way they should fix this is they should have a little plaque. You know how you have whiteout and you have to white out what you did wrong so that people know there was a mistake? They should have a little copper plaque that they have to drill into the stone so it corrects the spelling, but it's like, you know, someone messed up here.
Either that or they chisel in like a red squiggly line underneath them just to indicate these.
Kobe has three statues. There are going to be three statues that will be outside of the arena. Allen Iverson is now having one built in Philadelphia. Does anyone other than Rocky have one built in Philadelphia? Does Dr. J have a statue in Philadelphia? Moses Malone, anybody?
The practice facility, they have a lot of statues of
Benjamin Franklin, too.
Oh, right. And there's a big bell.
And William Tell. William Tell has a statue, too. It's on the top of a building, though.
You wouldn't dare take the blasphemous opinion that three statues is too much. No one's going to object. No one can publicly say that three statues is too much. You just have to walk away and say the Lakers can honor him however they wish to honor him, correct?
William Tell?
William Penn. William Penn. Okay. William Tell's overture is what I was thinking about.
With the apple.
Yes. But William Penn is the one with the statue. Because remember, they had that curse. If you had a building taller than the William Penn, they wouldn't win anything. And then they won. So nobody cares about that.
Thank you. I'm glad you didn't answer my question, but gave us a history of William Penn and William Tell.
There you go.
Can you answer my question as our basketball expert?
No. I mean, I could answer the question when the mics and the cameras are off.
Okay.
That's where you draw the line.
It's too hot to
take.
It's too hot to take. You don't want to get aggregated on that one. For what?
It's someone who died tragically in a helicopter accident, Jessica. I've got.
Like, Samson would do it. Samson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Would.
But then, Samson would do it.
But then he'd wonder why he wasn't invited to things. That's the difference. I know.
I didn't know that your opinions were sale for invitations to parties.
Yeah. Of course they are. What? You didn't know this?
I didn't know this.
What do you think I'm going to All-Star Weekend every year for?
He's playing in a celebrity basketball game. Amin is playing in a celebrity basketball game. He's been angling for this.
Yeah, man. This is a big moment, but also a terrifying moment.
Yeah, it's gonna. How's your back?
He came in here limping.
Back's not great. Back's okay. not great, but.
Why? Because you're carrying the team on it?
This team right here, you mean?
The All-Star team.
Oh, no. No.
The risk reward, though, of this, like, what's best case scenario? You score 8 points?
No. Best case scenario is I get out of there alive.
Okay.
That's the best case scenario.
Like Tomlin over
so
here.
So you're not worried about how you actually play?
No, I'm legit 100% worried about
embarrassing yourself.
No, I don't even care about that. Hurt. I don't want to get hurt. That's the big thing for me. I don't want to get hurt. But it is for a good cause. I believe Athletes Unlimited, which is a pro league in different sports for female athletes. Specifically, obviously I know a lot of the basketball ones. This is so they don't have to go overseas to weird places to go make money. And they all have kind of an ownership stake in the league itself. So it's a very cool kind of concept. But I don't want to get hurt, Chris.
What is your level of celebrity in this game? Like how big is the biggest celebrity? How small is the smallest celebrity? And where do you rank?
The biggest celebrities are definitely going to be the former athletes. So I think Cheryl Swoops is one of the coaches. I got to look through the list. But there are a lot of big name athletes who are part of this.
Would we be impressed by you making the celebrity cut? You're not going to get a Taj Gibson did not play coach's decision. You are a legitimate celebrity draw.
I legitimately asked for a Taj Gibson DMPC. Like, I just want to go warm up, get shots up, and then like sit on the bench. And they said, no, you got
to
play.
You asked to be benched?
Dude, you don't understand the amount of terror running through me about the idea. I haven't played a full court basketball game since the NBA Finals 2016.
And it's just injury related? It's not just I'm going to actually embarrass myself as well? That people are going to see that the basketball expert can't play because he's old and his body hurts?
No, I mean, like, I think if I play and don't get hurt, people are going to see I can play. But it's not going to look amazing. I'm not going to be out there windmilling on people, but I know how to play basketball, man. Like, I know where to stand. I know when to screen.
Chris,
I know
Cody, why are you and Jessica looking at a TV screen? Is it? Do you have footage of playing basketball?
I have a list of the other celebrities in this thing.
Okay. Yeah, because so I was trying to look that
is
up.
Is it going
to
be a celebrity basketball game with celebrity in quotes?
I'm trying to find someone else I've heard of here. Ben Lyons is playing.
Okay, hold on. You Jimmy King? You don't know who Jimmy King is from the Fab Five?
Okay, Jimmy King.
The least known member of the Fab Five.
Cheryl Ford. 3-time WNBA All-Star. Rolando Blackman. Okay. Why is that? He's one of the greatest players in Dallas Mavericks history.
To be fair, I didn't know who half the celebrities at the NBA All-Star
game
were.
Those are different because those are all like TikTok people. Sure. You guys should know who they are.
Like blonde kid.
I don't know.
And country singers.
And that too.
Also, Derek Holland. MLB pitcher.
There you go. Why you get? Oh,
because they don't know who Rolando Blackman is. That's why.
Rolando, not Ronaldo.
Rolando.
No, the Mavericks.
You don't know who
I got
either.
Stuck on Blackman. I got to be honest.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Don Libertard.
David Sampson, weirdo. Because he was not the fun substitute teacher who'd wheel out a TV and play a VHS tape of Armageddon in science class. He was the weird one who would eat an egg salad sandwich while clipping his toenails into the trash can and ranting about Ronald Reagan.
Stugatz.
The guy kept talking about how his ass was smooth. Smoother than a newborn's cheek. He wouldn't stop bragging about his bare buttocks to me.
This is the Don Levitar Show with the Stugatz.
Look at these two radiant gentlemen, still resplendent with enthusiasm over conquering the weekend, the Giants' success. They covered the Academy Awards from about as geographically far from the actual awards as you could be while remaining in the contiguous United States, but they got some of it on them, and they're still excited about it. Ed Nanverk, his podcast is Cinephile. David Sampson, his podcast is Nothing Personal. I urge you, if you're interested in the movies, to check out both of those. David Sampson also goes far afield from the movies. Adnan spends a lot of time diving into the weeds. No one cares about film and diving into the weeds on film the way Adnan Virk does. But I want to talk baseball with you guys before we get started here. And I also wanted to talk to you about what we were talking about with the problems that Boeing is having. Used to be our safest airlines, did a bunch of profit, cost-cutting measures, and now not terribly safe. David, what thoughts do you have here on everything going on with Boeing as their whistleblower? Man, I don't know what to do with this story. The whistleblower found dead, self-inflicted gunshot wound, and I hear a lot of people whispering about not believing that that was self-inflicted, and I don't know how the hell you prove that.
Well, it's not going to be, there's going to be no case, there's going to be no criminal case, there'll be a small investigation, and the fact is he had passed over a lot of his information already to lawyers. There are a bunch of ongoing cases, but the scariest part is that he felt as a whistleblower that he had no other option, and there may have been other things going on in his life, but the most public part is he had basically come clean to investigators about all of the shoddy safety at Boeing. And we found out this week the worst possible thing, which is the Alaska Airlines plane where the door blew off. It was due to be taken out of circulation for maintenance, and they tried to squeeze one more day out of it. And that one day is when the door blew off. So this story is far from over.
Yeah, I was going to say, as always, I look at it through the prism of movies. It makes me think of Rain Man. Remember, famously, Dustin Hoffman wouldn't fly unless it was Qantas, because Qantas never crashed. And speaking of whistleblowers, it makes me think of The Insider, the great film. Russell Crowe's Jeffrey Wigand taking down Big Tobacco and a brilliant Al Pacino performance. So, yeah. It's pretty crazy to think about this story and the way movies have done them as well.
I was going to add on something, but you know what, Adnan? That was such a phenomenal, just your brain, the way it works. I love it. It was just straight into movies about planes. Just 10 out of 10.
Well,
no,
he
notes.
Had nothing else on the other stuff, so he just defaulted to the safety
it is. Genuinely like a pro's pro.
Yes, he knows how to get it back to movies. David, I can't imagine that you are somebody who very often gets on a plane or a surgery or does anything where he is handing his life over to somebody and you're not doing meticulous research to make sure that you're not doing that flippantly.
So I don't worry as much about flying, shockingly, because the odds are with me. I worry way much more about getting to the airport safely. Obviously, what's going on with Boeing is a great concern. There have been tremendous delays with the flights that I've been taking recently. There's just not enough staffing. I'm actually more worried about the lack of air traffic controllers. There's a problem there, not enough of them. There's not enough people working on the tarmac, so delays are insane. So I have to waste time when I'm going to a location. Like coming to Miami, you can't travel day of. So I have to expense an extra night at a hotel with Metalark because you just can't risk not making your show.
Imagine you spending more Metalark money instead of trying to save Metalark money. You were complaining that we didn't do Merch Madness correctly enough. We didn't promote it correctly enough.
Well, it's happening right now. I think that it's important for everyone to know that the bracket pool that we did for the Oscars went so well. We had 5,600 people fill out Oscar ballots that what you've decided to do is something called Merch Madness for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. So you can go to LebitardAF.com, fill out a bracket, and try to beat people in your company. I'd say try to beat me. But I thought someone else in the container was going to be the headliner of this, Chris. So I don't know where we stand, but you got to beat someone and then you've got to win and there'll be tremendous prizes. Dan, I think you could up the ante by offering something cool, like maybe on your show or one piece of your collection, maybe a lunch, something. But we're trying to get way more people to join Merch Madness.
Okay, I will figure out something to give away. David, can you tell me, because I've been meaning to ask you this for several days now, was there any particular strategic reason that you didn't tell the people what they were playing for on Sunday? Your memorabilia connections and your collection are expansive, and you didn't tell people what you were giving away. And I think if you told them what you were giving away, you have things that are worth a lot of money. But why didn't you tell them?
Because I'm actually going to contact the winner and I'm going to speak to the winner about what part of my collection they'd like. So why would I want to give, for example, a Lowell jersey if they'd prefer a Cabrera jersey or something like that? So I wanted to make it personal, which, of course, my show is nothing personal. But in this case, it's personal. So I wanted to give someone something that they would cherish.
Now, it is a little confusing because the bracket is not available yet to fill out. So right now you can go there and you can sign up. And then when the brackets become available, you will get an email that's saying the brackets are now active. So now you can fill it out.
Can I get some suggestions from the group on what they think I should be giving away? What can I give away of value to make this something that you guys have seen that I own or can give people as a celebrity experience of some sort that would have the value to make this a bigger prize?
Popcorn?
Recipe.
Dan Levitard popcorn. Exactly. We've all had it. We've all tasted it. A little tough at first, as Lucy said, but warmed up considerably. Dan Levitard popcorn. I'm in.
A little tough at first. What is the top five list for today that you guys are doing?
Adnan, we're trying to get people to sign up, actually. So popcorn is not
in. No, I mean, it's not a great prize when you're saying a little tough at the beginning. Like, that's not what people are looking for from their popcorn slogan.
I think what you could give, which is the most important asset you have, Dan, time. Is your time.
Exactly. Lunch with Levitard.
Not even a lunch. That's wait. If someone
sessions.
Gets a perfect bracket, then lunch with you. But I would say a private Zoom, a 15-minute Zoom with you will make this one of the biggest contests ever.
Get ready to cry.
A South Beach Sessions and $100.
I love Dan doing a South Beach session with a random. Like, Dan will do a South Beach session with you. What's
we'll
your darkest moment?
We'll both end up weeping, the both of us.
I think that's a great idea because it's mine.
Truly terrible idea. Give me what your top five list is.
Top five takeaways from this year's Academy Awards. Number five, John Cena was not really naked. He wore a sack over his crack and a little thing over his pee-pee.
He wore
so
a sock.
He was not naked.
Put it on the poll, please. Did John Cena wear a sack over his crack?
What over his what?
His pee-pee.
His pee-pee.
His pee-pee. Number four.
Number four. Ryan Gosling could have been Justin Bieber. Ryan Gosling started at the Mickey Mouse Club, and he is a tremendous performer. He performed his Oscar-nominated song, and he was good.
Did Bieber, he was a Mickey Mouse Club, or is that Timberlake?
He was not a Mickey Mouse Club.
That was Timberlake. I'm saying that if Ryan Gosling had gone into just wanting to record and perform, he could have been a huge, huge star
number,
in that way.
Number three.
Marty Scorsese needs a better publicist. His movie took the donut. He's 0 for his last a gazillion at the Academy Awards. I don't want him to do a Harvey. Obviously, he's got to do something better.
0 for his last 26, to be specific. Unfortunately, Wolf of Wall Street 0 for 5, Silence 0 for 1, The Irishman 0 for 10, and Killers of the Flower Moon 0 for 10. Appalling.
Adnan would indeed apply for publicist position. I tried to take a picture of you the other day outside the hotel, Adnan, just wearing a Martin Scorsese shirt. It just said, like, what's that shirt you own that has the words Martin Scorsese on them?
I thought you would comment on that when I did the show Monday. The shirt just says directed by Martin Scorsese. And while I was waiting, by the way, somebody walked by and said, hey, nice shirt. I'm like, thank you very much. Don't see that often here in Miami, speaking of merch.
What does that mean? Like the shirt, like when you wear it, what does it mean?
It means I'm directed by Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell in his opinions about the movies when he's on here that they are directed by Martin Scorsese.
Something to ponder. Did Martin Scorsese direct himself out of the Hall
of Fame?
Hold
on. Let me get the file.
Number two,
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue was terrible.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to hear it much because we were on the air. Yeah, so yesterday, in the middle of the night, wait, Adnan.
Yeah. Okay.
Last night, middle of the night, I both watched the beginning of Argylle and I watched the entire Academy Awards because you can get it on Hulu. And yep. I didn't get a chance to watch it with you. So I saw his monologue. Horrible.
Horrible is a little bit harsh. I'm with you, David. It could have been sharper and fresher, but it wasn't horrible.
And number one, Emma Stone is the next Meryl Streep.
You guys broke that take on Sunday. You're now saying
speculated on Sunday, and now he's saying it's for sure.
Now you're saying it's so.
That's a takeaway from the Academy Awards. That was the top five list.
What did you think of all of that, Adnan? What he just said, all of it. Where are your objections?
Listen, Meryl Streep, I mean, that's tough to put anybody in her category. Now, as David said to me Sunday, eventually there will be another Meryl Streep. You can't just say, you know, nobody can ever approach that territory. But to me, she's just so hallowed. Emma Stone's a great actress. Two Oscars at the age of 35 certainly is notable, but it's tough to put anybody in that category. It's like saying someone is the next De Niro. And I'm with David partially on Kimmel. I was expecting more bite from that monologue, but I when I watched it myself, because we weren't really able to watch it Saturday, Sunday, I thought it was all right. Jimmy's a very affable guy. I think he's a decent host. I think David's being a little harsh on him. It's a tough job, as we know, hosting the Academy Awards. I thought it was fine.
And the number one takeaway that I didn't say is I kicked Adnan's ass.
Bonus.
That is. I didn't want a bonus take, and it's not number one take that you didn't say. And you've eaten up more of Adnan's time. Does Adnan have a top five list? Because I wanted to talk some baseball with you guys. All right,
I do want to get some baseball, but I'll fly through. All right, number five. Skip the list of the best picture nominees. Al Pacino has started a trend. That's good work out of Al. We watched 3.5 hours. I don't need to know the Past Lives is up for Best Picture. Pacino knows what he's doing. I see Oppenheimer. Number four, the new start time was a slam dunk.
That sounded a little like Daniel Day-Lewis. That sounded in No Country. That sounded like There Will Be Blood a little bit.
Listen to me, Eli, you sniveling ass.
That's your best take of your life. 7 o'clock Eastern, no later.
Thank you, Jess. 7 o'clock Eastern. We're done by 10:22. I mean, Kimmel was stretching at the end. He wanted to get to 10:30 for Abbott Elementary. Phenomenal. From now on, we're going 7 o'clock Eastern. Number three, everyone always talks about In Memoriam, how they screwed up. And yes, there was a lot of focus on the names at the end. Here's my thing. No more interpretive dancing during In Memoriam. Just have Andrea Bocelli and his son, and that's it. You don't need to dance. I don't know why there's dancing going on. It's mourning people who have died.
That whole bit made me want to be an Italian opera singer so bad.
Put it on the poll, please. Should it just be death and no dancing in the memoriam?
All death and no dancing. Number two, while I normally really love seeing the clips of the nominees, having the past winners come out, serenade them, I thought was amazing. Lupita Nyong'o, one of the nicest moments of the night when she said to Davine Joy Randolph, you wore the glasses that your grandmother wore during the holdovers. What a pleasure to see the world through her eyes and your eyes. Beautiful moment. And of course, Nick Cage had the best laugh of the night when he said, actors will do anything to put themselves in the role. Daniel Day-Lewis was Lincoln the entire time. In the holdovers, Paul Giamatti wore a soft contact lens in his left eye, which rendered him blind the entire time. Would I have done the same thing? Hell yes. But so did you, Mr. Giamatti. Bravo. Great to have the past winners out there. As much as I love when they showed the clip reels, that was great.
What are you laughing about, Samson?
It's taking him so long.
Okay, he's got a lot number to one. Say. You took up the whole segment. You do it every week.
And number one, John Mulaney should host next year.
I agree.
His riff on Field of Dreams is absolutely hysterical. That was the funniest moment of the night. Better than John Cena, better than anything else. Mulaney to host. He was awesome.
He'd be great because he wouldn't respect the fame in the room. Like, he would absolutely puncture the fame in the room. Give me, before here we let you guys go, the Yankees. An epic, forgettable disaster last year, and now Gerrit Cole is hurt. They're not the best thing in the division anymore. Are they closer to the worst thing in the division?
I'll go quick, David, then you jump on it. I was with Sean Casey last night, and Case, friend of the show, said to me, listen, when they say inflammation, eventually... Show. He loves Levitar. I remember he was on Levitar. Danny asked him, he goes, who is most comfortable in their nudity? And he said, Pete Hardish. Great moment. Look it up. Anyways, inflammation in the elbow. They're going to wait a month for the inflammation to go down. Once the inflammation goes down, there has to be something causing the inflammation. So if there's even a slight tear there, you know, there's guys that have pitched through tears like Masahiro Tanaka, Andy Pettit, but I don't even want to say the words Tommy John. David, this guy's been the best pitcher in baseball the last couple of years. He was the one guy that is irreplaceable.
They've got a problem. They could have traded for Dylan Cease, but the Padres, in a stunning move, traded for Dylan Cease, the White Sox pseudo ace. He's not an ace, but he could be. And people are upset with Brian Cashman, who is GMing for his job.
Yeah.
And I give him credit for not pulling the trigger on a lopsided deal, because most GMs would have, because if the Yankees don't make the playoffs again this year, I would say Boone and Cashman are both gone.
Yes or no, they're closer to the bottom of the division than they are to the top.
No.
No, I still think with that lineup, they're pretty elite. Kleber Torres is in a great spring. Volpe's look good, and Soto and Judge together. I still think they're close to the top and the bottom.
You guys don't hold the Rays and the Orioles in the esteem that I do, huh?
I hold the Orioles in the great esteem. I believe they'll win the division, not the Yankees, even though the Yankees may be favored. I've got to check the DraftKings odds right now, but I would say the Yankees are close to second to third place, not first.
Rays pitching pretty beat up right now, Dan, but their offense is great.
Give me your most interesting thoughts on Mookie Betts to shortstop, please.
I think it's pretty shocking. I can't think of another player that you could say you're a gold glover in right field. How do you feel about second base? Sure. And then after a couple weeks, after Gavin Lux apparently is going through Steve Sachs-itis, Chuck Knobloch-itis, and said, can you do shortstop too? Like, I just think that's remarkable that Mookie can do it. And I'm worried about Gavin Lux. The good news is he's hit 310 this spring, but David, that's awfully concerning to see what's happening to this young man.
Yes, and for me, I don't want Mookie Betts at shortstop. I'm very concerned. It is a much more difficult position than second base, and my wait to see on Nothing Personal is he plays under 100 games at shortstop, because the Dodgers are going to realize pretty quickly that they can't sacrifice his offense.
Who's better, Braves or Dodgers?
Braves.
I'll go Dodgers.
See you guys later. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan.
And a little thing over his pee-pee. It was a big thing, actually.
Whoa!
Don Levitard.
Common thread was Stu Gatch chumming it up with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. I met my quarterback.
Yeah, as you know. Stu Gatch didn't talk to Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Stu Gatch thought country music superstar Jake Owen was Aaron Rodgers. They had a 20-minute conversation.
Identical twins. I mean, Jesus.
Stugatz.
Listen, I will never have the relationship with Aaron Rodgers that I have with the guy that I thought was Aaron Rodgers.
So the way that...
I mean, that is the greatest conversation I've ever had with my quarterback.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I would pay a lot of money to have access to all of the stuff that NFL Films has that it doesn't disseminate, because it's a league partner and a lot of people are wired for sound, and there's all sorts of stuff we don't see and hear, because NFL Films has always been a wonderful marketing arm for the NFL, but they protect the NFL, and so there's very little footage that gets out there that the NFL doesn't want out there. But one of the things I've always enjoyed is the tiny bits of trash talk that there are
on a field where everyone is doing something that's incredibly hazardous. So I've told you guys the story before. Ted Washington, the 340-pound former defensive tackle for the Bills, spent an entire game at the bottom of piles saying to Ricky Williams again and again, "Hello, Ricky." And finally, by the fourth quarter, Ricky's like, "Why do you keep doing that?" He's like, "I was just saying hello. I hadn't seen you. I was just saying hello at the bottom of the pile." Aaron Rodgers, during simpler times, told us this story about being chased around by the terrifying Kyle Vandenbosch, I believe.
Kyle was a very good player for a number of years. He used to wear red contacts, which was he didn't need because he was already teetered on the edge of insanity. So I remember, you know, one time he got me, and he was kind of, you know, he wasn't getting off me. And he's like, "I got you good." I'm like, "You hit me in the head, though." He goes, "No way." I was like, "No, I think it's going to be a penalty." He goes, "No." "I got you." Also, another play involving him, we ran a like a seven-man protection. He looped from his end, and our fullback kind of blasted him a little bit. He wasn't looking, so Kyle thought it was a cheap shot. And instead of getting up and chasing the play down, he chased the fullback down and ended up running a route out to the right. And was like, "I'll kill you. I'm going to kill you."
I don't know if you've heard the latest on Aaron Rodgers. I don't even think I want to discuss it. I really don't. I don't.
Okay, you don't? Then
no, I don't. But the thing I do want to discuss is Gardner Minshew. This Wired for Sound, and I can't play it for you because we don't have the rights, but he's being chased around by Max Crosby. Max Crosby was doubled more than just about any edge rusher in the NFL last year. Top 10. Terrifying. Looks like he's straight out of Sons of Anarchy. And he keeps whispering under his breath when he's getting close to Gardner Minshew, just whispering, "Little ass boy." And he keeps whispering it to him, and finally they get Minshew on the sidelines with his teammates. And he's looking around and asking him, like, "Is Max always so angry? Is he always so angry?" And then, kind of sweetly, but also defensively, "Well, I'm little out here, but I'm not a little ass boy everywhere."
Above average, like, size.
He's 6'1".
I know, but he's like, "I'm not a little ass boy. Like, why does he keep chasing me around? But but out here I am. Yes, compared to him, I am."
He'd be like the fourth tallest person in this room, I feel like.
Well, a tall room.
I mean, put it on the poll, please, Juju. If you're over 6 feet, are you ever a little ass boy?
The thing is, Max Crosby's like 6'10", 400 pounds when he's wearing the pads and the helmet. He looks like a giant.
He's terrifying. He should play with spikes on his shoulder pads. Like, he should be out of, Mad Max. He should be running around out there. What is the latest Mad Max, Murray? Is it Fury Road? The latest one, he's something.
I mean, he gets spikes on his shoulders, though. Someone else on the other team should, too. That's an unfair advantage.
He'd have the unfair advantage if he has the spikes, no matter how many other people have.
He already has one
spikes.
Without the spikes, by the way.
I would not. But now they're teammates. Now Minshew is hell-bent on playing for every last team in the league. And now he is teammates with somebody who's been chasing him around the field, calling him a little ass boy.
You think he's crazy in practice, too? Because that could be something.
He's always crazy. Come on. Come on. Like, you think this is... I don't think he comes in and out of character. I think that under...
Method?
Dandy.
As soon as he puts the pads on, he's just a maniac?
Not even. Not. I don't think he needs the pads. I believe in the tattoo shop, he's the maniac. I believe walking around in Whole Foods looking...
He has two X's, Dan. What Max do you know has two X's?
TJ.
Well, yes, we...
Touche.
He got your ass.
He really did.
The best Max.
He really got your ass.
Other than HBO, obviously.
Somebody's ass hasn't been gotten like that around here since earlier this week when I said, I defied the audience. I said, name one good quarterback who doesn't play on a good offense. And Jessica looks me in the eyes and says, Mahomes. And I was just checkmated.
Bishop to Rook 9 there, yeah.
I mean, just checkmated. I have like, oh, yeah, the one who won the Super Bowl. Yeah, that one. The one whose offense was bad all year, even though I know he's good.
Wide receivers had historic drops.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, the most recent example is the most obvious example and the truest example. But name another.
But you're right. You got the one. You got me on the one. You got my ass because Patrick Mahomes is indeed a quarterback we all regard as a good quarterback who is this year on a bad offense.
Josh Allen's kind of on a bad offense too.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's where the conversation started because I said Stephon Diggs at 30 is the oldest member of the Bills, and then it became a conversation. Is their offense good or is their quarterback good?
Did Calvin Ridley get overpaid? Because I saw that contract he got. I believe it's $90 million.
$92 million.
And I'm just thinking as a Dolphins fan, man, we're going to have to pay Jalen Waddle so much.
The funny thing is the Titans didn't want to pay A.J. Brown, who's better and younger, the same amount of money. So they traded him to then get Calvin Ridley, who's 3 years older, who's spent a year away from football for gambling, and then gave him that money.
I do think when you say that money, it's half that money because all that matters in these contracts, please stop being fooled by this. All that matters is the guaranteed money. All the rest you're getting is just agents using insiders to get those numbers in a crazy place. The only thing that matters is the guaranteed money. The money is guaranteed in baseball. The money is guaranteed in basketball. It is not guaranteed in football. But when Christian Wilkins signs for $110 million, the important part of that is $85 is guaranteed. Ridley's at about $50. But you've seen we're obsessed here with the money. This is the thing. Forgive me if all of you understand the salary cap permutations better than I do, and all of you saw that what was going to happen at running back and the devaluation of running back was going to make it this obvious. But I did not have happening on the bingo card when I was paying Todd Worley and Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook. I was paying all of them. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did not have Saquon Barkley signing for 3 years, $37 million, $26 million guaranteed, and Darnell Mooney signing for 3 years, $39 million, $26 million guaranteed. Like, I did not have that as a possibility at any point the first time I saw Saquon Barkley. The whole sport changed on me and the finances of the sport changed on me so that I don't know what value is anymore in that sport.
It's a little something to Darnell Mooney, by the way, if you keep your eye on him.
What does that mean?
Just keep your eye on.
Good player.
So it's
good
3 years, $39 million, $26 million guaranteed, and keep your eye on it.
Keep your eye on him.
Okay.
Excellent. New offense, Tony. New quarterback. I mean, we might be back.
I'm glad you came in to replace Amin and Charlotte with that.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.